Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Nun Beis. Kuf Nun Beis, as we continue in Perek Shoel, not HaShoel, that's in Maseches Bava Metzia, but Perek Shoel, here is the 23rd Perek in Maseches Shabbos, and we are towards the bottom of Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, where we were discussing the various inyanim related to Staka. The Gemara said earlier, a couple of lines ago, Biglal HaDavar Hazeh, based on the Lashon of Biglal, that Staka and financial status is a galgal shachozer ba'olam, and that is why Rebbe Chiya said to his wife, always make sure to be makdim and to the aniyim, so that our children are, when they are in the situation, people give them. V'chulu, a couple of different chazals relating to tzedakah. Just two other points related to tzedakah. The Shulchan Aruch writes, in Reish Bam Zayin, in Yeridea, mitzvahs asei litein tzedakah kefi hasagas yad. There is no shear of the mitzvah tzedakah. There is a concept of ma'aser k'safim, which is an old minhag tov. It's machlokas rishonim, whether ma'aser k'safim is a mitzvah d'araisa, mitzvah d'rabanan, or a minhag tov. Rov rishonim hold that it is a minhag tov, or at most a d'rabanan. Even though it's based on a pasuk, there's a tosfos in Maseches Tainis which quotes a drasha, but rov rishonim assume that is for sure not a d'araisa, maybe not even a d'rabanan. So there is a concept of ma'aser k'safim, ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni. Those are mitzvahs d'araisa, but ma'aser k'safim is in a different category. And there is a concept I'm not giving too much. I'm a vazbe Yosem Yechomesh, but the regular mitzvah tzedaka, except on Purim, when one has to give, whoever sticks their hand out, one gives whatever one can give. Mitzvah, and that's why there's no bracha on tzedaka either, because ein lo shir. One of the reasons there's no bracha on the mitzvah tzedaka. Also, they might refuse. Mitzvah zasei litein tzedaka kefi asagas yad. V'kama pa'amim nitztavinu ba b'mitzvah zasei. V'yesh lo sa'asei. B'ma'alim eina mimena. There's also a lo sa'asei. As the pasuk says, lo sa'ameit says levavcha, the lo sikbo says yadcha. It's not so common for the Shulchan Aruch to quote psukim, but he does here. V'chalamalim einav mimena nikra biliyaal ukiilu oved elilim umaod yesh li zayerba ki efsher sheyavo lidei shvichas damim sheyamus ha'ani hamavaki shem lo yitein lo miyad ke'uvda denachemish gamzu. Right, based on the Gemara in Maseches Tainis. La'olam ein adam ma'ani min hatzdaka. Nobody ever becomes poor from giving tzedaka. Whenever somebody gives, harotza, right, aser b'shvil shetit asher, as the drasha goes. V'lo davar rav, v'lo hezek misgalgel al yada. And then he quotes what we just had in our Gemara. Kala merachim al ha'anim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim alav. Right, Shabbos Kufnan Aleph Mabez. Our Gemara is quoted there in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds, v'yitein ha'adam elibo, shehu mevakesh kal sha'a parnasaso me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're always asking Hashem. We're always sticking our hand out to Hashem. Ukemoshu mavaki shakarish baruchu yishma shavaso, kachu yishma shavas aniyim. Gam yitena libo, kihu galgal hachozer ba'olam, v'sofa adam sheyavohu, obeno, oben beno lidemi dazu, v'chala marachim alachirim, marachmin alav. Right, so all these chazals in our Gemara that we had yesterday are quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch, in the tour, and then quoted in the Ramah. And they quote Staka Doches Gzeres Kashos Ubira of Tatzel Mimaves Kemoshi Relitzarfis Hagavihi Maasheresh Va'aser Lanasos Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ki Im Bedaver Zeh Shnei Rebbe Chanuni Nabazos. The only Gemara, the only mitzvah that one is allowed to test Hashem with, so to speak, is this mitzvah. Okay, so this is the whole siman. Reish Bam Zayin. The whole siman is not to tell you anything to do besides giving staka. Generally, godel schar staka. That is Reish Mem Zayin in Yeridea. And then there are simanim about who one has to give staka to and how much one has to give and who are appropriate recipients and who's kodem l'chavero. All the details come afterwards. But this is the mitzvah of staka. The Vilna Gaon writes, when we spoke about yesterday, we had the story of Rabbi Chiya at the end of the shiur. Rabbi Chiya's wife says, you know, why do you say that? Rabbi Chiya says, be makdim, you're cursing us. No, it's a galgal hachozer ba'olam. So he says, in a classic gross style, it's alluded to in the ta'amim, in the trap of last week's parsha, Kisisa. The pasuk says, "V'nasenu ish kofer nafsho." A person. This is one of the first examples of stuck in the Torah. Obviously, later on, parshas Re'eh has the mitzvah, but says the Torah, "V'nasenu," and "V'nasenu" has the a kadma v'azla. It's So that has the ta'amim. Kadma v'yada v'nasenu. So v'nasenu. B'kadam v'azal. Says the girl, go and give the ani before he comes. And he says, this is an allusion to this gemara of Rabbi Chia. Kufnun aleph. V'idei tevas nasenu nikras lif, I'm sorry. He's a v'nira debala rames al-maimer chazal that you should be makdim. And that's kadam v'azal. Go early. And then he says, v'nasenu is a palindrome. Right, he says, "Nikreis lefnim v'la'achor v'nasu backwards and forwards." Ki gam ha'nosein pa'amim she'yitztarich she'yitnu lo olubanav. That's the galgal ha'chozer. V'nasu, you're giving nosein is giving the makabel, but you know what? One day the makabel is going to be giving the nosein. That's v'nasenu ish kofer. That's number one. And then he says, just once we're here, mentioned this last year as well in the parsha shir, machsis ha'shekel. Why dafka the machzas a shekel? Right? Lama kahishom afarshim. Lama tiva kadosh baruch hu tein machzas a shekel. V'lo shekel shalem. V'chidako shal kadosh baruch hu l'shtamis b'moznayim chaserim. So you might say that many of the midos of the Aron were half midos, and all the bali musa that talk about the issues of machzis were only a half, achtus or anava. There are many different svaras given for machzis. So the Gra has a different shot. He says the word machzis has five letters. And the first and last letter are mem and saf. That spells mace. The letters closer in are ches and yud. That's chai. And you have tzadi in the middle. So you have mace on the outside, chai on the inside, and you have a tzadi in the middle. Lermos, sha tzedaka mikareves es hachai umarcheches es hamace. The Devei Tzadi, which stands for stuck in the middle, that brings close chai, gives you chayim, and is marchik meis. Shows you chai heimu mechubaris im atzadi shitzaka u marchekes as a meis. He says es chayim el machazikaba v'chulu. That is the gra. Even though I once heard an appeal, someone was making an appeal on shul, and they said, even though I know a lot of you would like to give chai, you know, mace is worth a lot more. So if you want to give for the niftarim, you know, so we'll take mace, you can give mace and chai if you'd like. But anyway, this is the Vilna Gaon of Machzis and Vinasanu. Okay, we continue now with the Gemara. We have about six lines up from the bottom. We are up to the word ad. Right, seven lines up from the bottom. So we're discussing different psukim in Koheles. We started discussing earlier, but now we continue discussing different psukim in Koheles relating to one's body falling apart as they get older. That's the remez. We discussed it started at the top to Koheles Yud Beis, and now we continue. Ad shelo techshach ha-shemesh v'ha'or, before the sun and the other lights dim and darken, zupadachas v'achotem, it's referring to the forehead and the nose. V'hayareach zu neshama. V'hakochavim elu halasasos. This refers to the cheeks. V'shavu ha'avim achar ha'geshem. The clouds will come after the rain. Zu ma'or enav shel adam sheholech achar ha'bechi. This is referring to the ability, the vision ability of a person that goes after Bechi. What does it mean it goes after Bechi? Rashi says that if we cry too much when we are older, so that, because of the tsaras before, because of difficulties, so our eyesight dims. Amr Shmuel, hay dimasa ad arbon shnin hadra. Somebody cries up until age 40, so then the crying doesn't affect them. Doesn't affect them, and the vision and the kochos come back. Because even after, though somebody's weaker after they cry, but it comes back. Mikan ve'elech lo hadra. After 40, there's something taken. It's like a taken by every tear. V'yamar of Nachman, hay kuchala. Kuchala is a type of eye ointment, which we talked about earlier in the Masechta. Ad arbo en shnin marvech. Up to 40, so that helps. It helps return some type of ability of vision. Mikan ve'elech, after that, afilu malya ka'avisna de girdoy. Even if I use a very thick brush in order to put on the kuchla, the eye ointment, ukme mokim. It helps preserve what's there, but arvachi lo mervach. But it won't give you extra and won't improve the eyesight. My kamashlam was the chiddush of this statement. The kama de ale mi kuchla tfei mali. The thicker we put it on usually helps, but the chiddush of this is that even if you put it on thicker after this age, so it won't help. Okay. Rabbi Chanina shchiva lebarte. Rachmana Litzvan, Rabbi Chanina lost a daughter. Lo havi kabach yala. He didn't cry so much at the Levaya. Amro le de bisu. Tana golta fikas mi bezlach. What? You just lost a chicken? Doesn't pain you so much? What? A pet of yours just died? You lost a daughter, honey. You know, where are your tears? Amr la. Tarti. I know I lost a daughter, but now what? I should have both? Tichla ve'ivra. I should lose a daughter and lose my eyesight. Meaning he didn't want to, he knew this chazal about Bechi. Doesn't mean that it didn't cry at all, and obviously he felt terrible, but he had unbelievable self-control that he didn't want to be mazik himself, and therefore he controlled himself in that way. Stop there for a minute. Where did we have Tichla before in this Masechta? Where did we discuss this? Way back. Earlier we discussed that Rashi at the end of Parsha Shlach quotes on the word Tcheles. We've got to the word Tcheles, Rashi, he quotes Tcheles, he quotes from Tuf and Shin Switch, Shichul. Shichul Bechoros. Right? Shichla means to be barren. Right. What does Rivka say? Loma Eshkal Gam Shnichem Yom Echad. So here he says, Tichla, I don't want to be barren, I want to lose my child, the Ivra. So we discussed then that Makas Bechoros was connected to Tcheles. Right? When Makas Bechoros, that's when we started having the mitzvah of Tcheles and Tzitzis. And we discussed then the Arachayim HaKadosh in the end of Parsha Shlach, and Rav Soloveitchik writes this in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav. He talks about that our Tcheles and our Tzitzis are Kavla Da'avda. We discussed this back then. That's our seal, our signet. We discussed this earlier. Is an Eved allowed to wear his signet outside? Is that considered a Masa or not? So we discuss that it is in a machlokas back on Daf Nun Zayin and Mabez, we're going to look it up, the emblem of the Eved. We discussed there the Kavod Avda, right when Makas Bechoros took place, we became Avdi Hashem. That's why we have to start wearing tzitzis with tcheles on it, and in that way we become Avdei Hashem. So that's what we also had earlier in the Masechta, Tichla Ve'ivra. We had Shachul related to that. Okay, Vayter. Savar lo. So Rabbi Chanina holds Ki Hadam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi Ben Katzarta. Sheish Dema'os Hei. By the way, as you already get the feel, today's daf is not going to be about Hilchos Shabbos. Right? There's we have a couple of daf in here, but today's daf is not about Hilchos Shabbos. We'll get back to Hilchos Shabbos Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Sheish Dema'os Hei. There are six tiers. Shalosh Yafos V'Shalosh Ra'os. Three positive and three negative. Shel Ashan. Tears based on, as I got smoke in my eyes, Vishal Bechi, or of crying, Vishal Besakise, or someone's in the bathroom and it's very painful and they cry, Ra'os. Those are not positive tears. Shel Sam, if I'm taking a painful medicine, but I need to take it. Vishal Schok, or of happiness. Vishal Peros, or I'm cutting an onion or a garlic. Yafos, that's good. That's good. So as we Rashi says, Kagon Reach Chardal, the pungent taste of the chardal seed, right, as we get into the maror mood to make the maror in a couple of weeks, that is that's a good tier that we have. Period. Okay, getting back to the Psukim and Koheles now, relating to again the body parts that are not functioning as one gets older. B'yom sheyazu'u shomrei habayis v'his avsu v'chulu. On the day that the guards of the house start shaking, v'his avsu v'chulu. B'yom sheyazu'u shomrei habayis ele haksalim v'hatzlos. These are my thighs and my legs and my ribs. V'his avsu anshei hachayil. The strong army will fall down and they'll stoop down. Elu shokayim. These are also part of the thighs. Ubalu hatochanos elu shinayim, referring to the teeth, right? The dentures. Need new dentures for Pesach. Big discussion. You want to do yom and you want to do dentures for Pesach. So let's discuss as long as you have to wash it very well. Vechashchu aroos ba'arubos, and what can be seen in the windows has gotten darkened. Elu ha'inayim. This is the ability of sight. Says the Iyun Yaakov, what is this whole Gemara teaching me? Yesterday's Dava, all about the body not working properly. Says the Iyun Yaakov, we're not supposed to focus so much on our body when we're younger. Even if we're very proud and we're very, obviously, you know, to keep healthy, and the mitzvah of it, despite the mehu b'natshul seichem. But we're not supposed to have bitachon in our body. Everything's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Iyun Yaakov, Yesh nireh, d'cho hagadazu, balilmu musar, shelo yisga'e adam b'yalduso, im evarav, heim yafim, v'yesh lo gvura, la'asos masha libo chafetz, Kivan sheshleime hazikna heim shfeilim benivzim. V'dvarim she'oseh osam b'yalduso mashchirin pana b'ziknuso. As we'll see Be'ez Hashem soon. But you know, when we're younger and we're feeling good about our bodies, we shouldn't focus so much on it in the teenage years, because you have to realize, you know, it's what the sof of kol adam is, right? L'fnei mi ata asid, and right, l'fnei me'ayin bato lana taholech. That's the message of the Gemara, says the Iyun Yaakov. We continue. Amar le kesal Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya, my taima lo asis le be'avidan. Why didn't you come to be'avidan? And we had be'avidan earlier in the Masechta. We had Rav and Shmuel, the house where the Minim used to discuss different types of apikarsis. So why didn't you come to be'avidan? Amar le, he says to him in Mashal, Tur Talag. The mountain has snow on it. Tur Talag. What does that mean? Rashi says, Roshi Lavan. My head is white. And I've gotten old. Sacharone Galidin. All around the mountain it's full of ice. Rashi says, I have a white mustache. Kalbohi Lo Nivchin. My dogs, they don't bark anymore. Right? My voice is low. Tachanoi Lo Tochanin. And my teeth don't bite anymore. So he says, I've gotten old. Beirav Amri. Beirav had a different version of what he said. Adlo Avidna Bachishna. What I didn't lose, I'm searching for. Sometimes as we get older, you know, we get forgetful. And we start looking for something, right? We're looking for your glasses, and it's on top of your head. Right? Something that was lost, you know, how many times we put something down, and like 4 seconds later, we're like, feel like we're losing our mind because we don't know exactly where it is. Adalovina Bachishna. Right? Therefore, that's why he was saying that he couldn't go. I'm going to mention this in the Haggadah this year, in 2 weeks, but can't stop myself. Right? That when you get older, one turns white. So as we know, the Mishnah is quoted in the Haggadah, Harani Kevin Shivim Shana, Rablazim and Azaria, Velo Zachisi, and in that Gemara, right, he gets a white beard overnight. He gets a white beard in the Mishnah, and then we have that's the background to the Mishnah, and then we have the Chazal about what they were arguing about. But he grew a white beard overnight, as we know the Gemara in Maseches Brachas and Afchav Zayin. As for Pinkas in his Haggadah, what's the message of white and dark, right? That when you get older, your hair turns white, and younger, it's dark. What's the message? So I mentioned this 8 years ago. Also, not gone this year, but it's coming back this year, right? What is the message? So he says, black, as we know, is the combination of all colors. If you scribble something with all different colors, it eventually turns black. Right? There's so many different colors. White is no colors. White is see-through. White is pure. White is clear. When we're younger, we have so many kavanas. We're going in all different directions. Youth, we'll pull this way and that way and this way, and we have taiva for this, and we have this for that. And we're searching, and we're there's so many focuses that we have. That's what's symbolized by black, because it's all the different colors. There's so many things that we're doing in our life. But as we get older, and as we start thinking, may have Esrim, we start thinking, and we become more mature, and we realize the important things in life. There's only one kavana. There's only one thing that's guarding our lives. It becomes white. It becomes pure. It becomes clear. Right? Asalite din v'cheshvan. As a person gets older and the hair turns white and thinner, so that's the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even gives us a hint. He does this. It's a present for us. Right? As we turn white, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, you know, start thinking. Start thinking on Me'av Esrim. That is that's the message of the black turning white. Why is it that some people turn white earlier? I don't know that. Right, some people turn white very young. Maybe they're on a special level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them the message even earlier. Right? They shouldn't think that. What about some people who lose it totally? I don't know. But there are messages to all. Messages to all. Okay. Weiter. Tanya, Rav Yossi Bar Kisma Omer, Tabat Shrei Mitzlas. Better is two than three. What does that mean? Rashi explains. It's better to walk on your own two legs than to have to use a cane. So it's like three legs. Better two than three. Vayla lechada de azlav lo asya. Woe is to the one that goes and doesn't come back. What goes and doesn't come back? Mayhi amar av chizda yankusa. Youth. Woe is, right? We don't appreciate youth when we have it. Woe is to the one, the youth, that goes and doesn't come back. Yasa Rav Dimi amar. Rav Dimi came. He said, yankusa kalila devarda. Youth is like a rose. It's like a rose. It's beautiful and gorgeous, but it doesn't last long. Right? After a couple of days, you have a rose, it doesn't last long. Sabusa, elderly, right, the old age, from the word saba, kalila de chilfa, it's like a bunch of thorns. Right? It'll last a long time, we might feel. But it is not so pleasant always. Not so pleasant always. Period. We mentioned a little bit on Shabbos, but there's a beautiful thought of Rav Yisrael Salanter, that on Shabbos it says that Yeshua ben Nun was staying at the foot of the mountain when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and he also stayed outside of his tent. And it says Yeshua ben Nun na'ar lo yamish mitoch ha'ol. He was a na'ar. And Rav Yisrael Salanter points out that if you do the math, he wasn't so young. 14 years in Eretz Yisrael before he was nifter at 110. The pasuk says at the end of Yoshua. So 14 years inside Sheva Shekiv Sheva Shechilku, and then 40 years in the desert. Right, so you go back. How many years? Go back another 40 years. He's about 56 years old in the first year of the desert. So he's a na'ar. Yisrael Salanter says he had the attitude of a na'ar. Youth, and right, relating also to youth and zikna, youth always is symbolized by future focused, optimism, dreams. What's going to be? What am I going to do? What am I going to accomplish? Yeshua ben Nun always had that attitude. And maybe that's a deeper meaning in the Gemara here too. We can't lose that attitude of dreaming, of looking forward, of being positive, of being optimistic. Right, so somebody told me recently, last week actually, a friend of mine, he went to older parents, he went to his father's 90th birthday party. 90th birthday, Kanai Nahara. So he said it's fascinating, because almost every event that we go to in life is future-focused. It's a bris, it's a bar mitzvah, it's a wedding, all simchas that we go to. And this was a simcha that was past-focused. It was a simcha, but it was focused on the past. Like how much, like you're celebrating, but it was all about what happened already. It was all about life from 50 years ago and life from 30 years ago. He said it was surreal because it's very unusual. Because usually our focus is future focus, youth. And here it was a simcha. It wasn't a levaya. It was a simcha, but it was still focused on one's past. It's interesting just to think about as we read this Gemara of Vailo Lachada de Azla Velo Asya. To think about that youth is what goes and doesn't come back. To appreciate and be as much future focused in our life as we can. I may have an Esther. Weiter. Tanamish made Rebbe Meir. Dok bekachi, vetishkach benigri. Chew your food well. Dok bekachi, vetishkach benigri, and then you'll find you'll have energy. You'll have a bounce in your step. Meaning eat right. Shneemar vanispa lechem, v'nihi yetovim, v'ra'a lo ra'inu. Right? All this is here because we're talking about the body as it gets older. So, also, we have intermixed here is some couple of little advice from Rebbe Meir. Amalei Shmuel, Rebbe Yehuda, Shmuel says, Shinana, sharp one. Shrei sakech, literally, open your bag, open your sack. Va'ayalach mech, and eat bread, meaning eat properly. Arabon shnin mech lamali, up until 40. Again, 40 years old is the cutoff for all of these halachas. Up until 40, food is the best. Began ve'elach mishti mali. Afterwards, you got to start drinking more. Okay, it's got to do the look in the medicine. Okay, period. Amalei ahu goza Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Next story, conversation. A certain goza'a. A goza'a is someone who his reproductive organs were removed. Right? So a goza'a said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who, according to some pshat, and we'll go with the pshat that he was bald. Right? Karcha, kireach. Some say his father was bald, kireach. Was it Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that's the simple understanding of his Gemara is that he was. So the Goza'a, this Goza'a, as we'll see in a minute, who is also a heretic, is making fun of him, and he says to him, Mehachala Karchina Kama, who? Have? How long is it from here to Karchina? Till Ball Town. Right? How long is it from here? So Amalei, so he says back to him, right? Kamehachala Guzaina. Right? It's the same thing, he says, from here to Guzaina Town. Right? Which also he's making fun of his state. Amalei Stuki, that Stuki says, Barcha Karcha Ba'arba'a. Bald goats are sold for 4 dinar. Again, keep making fun of him. This symbolism here. But he says, bald goats. Omar Lay, he says, Ikra Shalifa Bitamanya. You're right, I can get 4. But you know what? When you have animals that can't reproduce, they're worth even more. Right? You get even more because people aren't worried about neutering them. It's already pre-neutered. So he says, you can get even 8. You get 8. I mean, you're more even expensive. Again, playing along with the Leitzanus. Chazied lo saimisane. He, the Stuki, saw that he didn't put on shoes. Lo saimisane. The Marsha says, maybe it was Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. Why wasn't he wearing shoes? We learned earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Kuf Chavtes, you gotta give away everything to get shoes. You're not supposed to be walking around barefoot. So Chazied lo saimisane, he wasn't wearing shoes. Amar Lei. So the Stuki says, the Al Sus Melech. If you ride a horse, that's a reflection of being royalty. The al chamor ben chorin. On a donkey, a little bit less. Al chamor. Ude min ali biriglawi bar idish. If you walk around with shoes, okay, at least you're a regular guy. De loha. If you don't have anything, you're barefoot. De chafir v'kavir tavmine. And then somebody buried in the ground is better than you. What are you doing? You're walking around barefoot. Amar lei. So Rav Shua ben Karcha responds. Guza. Tlas amartli, tlas shamat. Right, you told me three things. You just mentioned three things about the sus, the chamor, and the walking. I'll tell you three things. Hadras panim, zakan. The hadras panim is a beard. It's a whole big fat sefer called Hadras panim. Right, it's a 1,000 pages on all the issues regarding a beard. Hadras panim, zakan. Simchas lev, isha. Nachlas Hashem, banim. Right, a wife and family, that's what it's all about, says Yeshua ben Karcha. Baruch ha-makom shemina achami kulam. Right, you don't have them. Amale Karcha Matsuyana. Right, you're so argumentative. What are you saying? You're so argumentative to me. Amale Yikra Shalifa Tochacha. You started. Right, so I'm just responding and playing along. But you started, so therefore, it's not my fault. Good. Also, in Yonat Yomar, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, we have many machlokos between stukis, individual stukis and prushis in the Gemara, but also there are some famous machlokos between the stukim and the prushim. Probably the most famous machlokos between the stukim and the prushim is coming up in a couple of weeks, Bimacharas HaShabbos. Right, as it says in the Pasuk, that we know Shabbos there in the Pasuk by when Shavuos is. You start counting 50 days after Bimacharas HaShabbos, that's Shavuos. So the stukim say, take it literally. And Shavuos is always on a Sunday, the first Sunday, 50 days after Pesach started. But of course we know that Shabbos there means the first day of Pesach, so Malchus Shabbos means the second day of Pesach, 50 days after the second day of Pesach. But I once saw, that's one of the pshatim, why Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol. Because we want to emphasize, this is Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol, this is Shabbos! Later on this week there's going to be another Mimachos HaShabbos. But we want to emphasize that this is Shabbos, right? There are many different pshat I've given, the Torah and others, but that's a very unique pshat. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, to emphasize not to get confused with the Tzuki's mistakes. Period. Second to last line. Amalei Rebbe, L'Rebbe Shimon ben Chalafta, Mipnei, getting back to elderly issues. Mipnei, Malo Hikbalnu Panecha Beregel, Kiderach Shekpilu Avosayla Avosecha, why didn't we see you on Yontif? Like our forefathers used to go to your fathers. Why don't we see you on Yontif? Amarle, slime nasu gavohim. The little rocks on the road are very big. Meaning it's hard for me to walk now. Krovim nasu rechokim. Mishtayim nasu shalosh. Right, now we know what that means. Right, two became three. I can't walk so well. Mesim shalom babayis batel. Basically means I can't leave my wife alone. Right, the mesim, the one who puts shalom bayis, batel is nullified. Meaning I can't, the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says here, that I can't leave my wife alone and therefore I have to, and she can't come either. So therefore, I had to stay home. V'sugru du'asayim bashuk v'chulu. The doors are closing in the marketplace. V'chulu. This is continuing the same sukkim in Kohelas. Elu nekavav shaladam. These are the orifices of a person that don't work so well as we get older. V'shval kol atachana. There was a dimming and a lowering of the sound of the grinding. Bishul korkaban sheino tochein. The stomach doesn't work so well. Doesn't digest the food properly always. V'yakom lekol atzipor. And I wake up to the sound of a bird. Sha'afilu tzipar ben arasa mishinasa. A lot of times, older people have trouble sleeping. Right? Even the sound of a bird in the morning, right, wakes them up. V'shachu kol benos ashir. All the singers have bowed down. Sha'afilu kol sharim visharos domos alav kishocha. Even the sounds of singing sounds like a whisper. Sounds like they don't hear. V'yafbar, right? These are all the different faculties. Again, we should just have kavana when we say, atashlicheni li'es zikna. Also Barzillai, who helped David out, and David invited him back to Yerushalayim on his way back after the merit of Shalom was finished, and he invited him back, and Barzillai says, I can't, I'm too old, I can't move. Ben Shmonim Shana Anochi Ayom, Ha'eda Meitov L'ra, I'm 80 years old. Mikan, Shadeo Sancho Zakenim Mishtanos. So you see from here that as one gets older, it's more difficult. Im Yiptam Avdacha Esasher Ochal Vesasher Eshtan. Do I really taste what I'm eating and drinking? Do I have Hanah from the food anymore? Mikan, Shashif So Sehen Shal Zakenim Misraftos. The lips start cracking, so they can't, enjoy their food as much. Im eshma od bekol sharim isharos. What does that mean? Mikan sha'azneim shol zakenim iskabdos. The ears get heavy. Amara, so that's all. So you see, for Barzillai Giladi, he fits into what Shlomo HaMelech said in Koheles. Amar Rav, Rav said, I don't think so. Barzillai Giladi shikrahave. He was a chakran. Davi Amsa, Dahi Amsa, Dahavi Bey Rebbe. It's not everybody. Right, Rav is just saying it's not everybody. There was a certain maidservant, Dahavi Bey Rebbe, Bas Tishin Vatar Tishnin. She was 92 years old. Vahavis Taima, right, this is the Amsa de Bey Rebbe. Was the famous Amsa de Bey Rebbe that stood on the top. But, 92 years old. Vahavis Tama Kidra. She used to always taste the food. So you see, she still had her taste buds that were working. Rava Amar, and Rava says, well, different reason. Barzillai Giladi, Shatuf Bezima Have. V'chala Shatuf Bezima, Zikna Kofetz Asalav. Don't bring me any riyas. If somebody is Shatuf Bezima, so then also, they can age quicker. But shouldn't bring me any riyas from Barzillai. Either way, it's Shlomo Melech. Shlomo discussed it in Koheles. Tanya, Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Right, the Brisa that's quoted at the end of Meseches Kinim. Talmidei Chachamim calls Manche Maskinin. Anybody goes to a Siyum on Seder Kachim. This is what it said. Talmidei Chachamim calls Manche Maskinin. Chachma Nitosis Bahem. As long as Talmidei Chachamim get older, then they become wiser. Chachma Nitosis Bahem. Shneamar. By Shishim Chachma. Va'orach Yamim Tivuna. V'yamei Haaretz calls Manche Maskinin. Tipshus Nitosis Bahem. And Amaretz, who didn't spend his life trying to grow, so then once all the Hana and all what they're involved in their life stops, so there's nothing more for them to do, and therefore, they do not grow as they get older. Shneamar meisir safal ne'emanim v'tam zakenim yikach. Once they take it away, period. Vayter gam migavo hayiru. Also from above they will be scared. Shafilu, getting back to the psukim. Shafilu gapshushes ketana domalav kahari harim. Even a little hill will appear to them like a huge mountain. V'chat chatim baderech. There will be terror on the way. They're going to have tremendous anxiety whenever they travel. Again, a lot of this we see with our own eyes. The yonetz hashaked, the almond tree, shkedia, right? The shkedia will blossom, zekli boses, that's referring to the hips, the istabel hachagav, right? The chagav will become heavy and burdensome. Elu agavos, this is also parts of our body that we used to sit. The safer ha evyona, and the evyon will start failing us. Zuchemda, this will be taiva. We won't have any taiva desire for anything anymore. Rav Kahana, avi pasik sidra kami de Rav. One day Rav Kahana was saying psukim in front of Rav. Kimata lahai kra nagin v'islach. When he got to this pasik and he said this v'safer ha evyona, Rav groaned and krechts. He said, oh. So Omar, so Rav Kahana says to himself, Shvamina batal ichem di Rav. It must be that this has become true in Rav. Become true in Rav, that he doesn't have the taiva anymore. The Marsha here says maybe it has to do with having children. Okay. Omar Rav Kahana, my dechsiv, kihu amar vayehi zu isha, hu tzivava ya'amod elubanim. Hashem commanded and it was. Rashi says, look on the left side, zu isha, imlo al pigzeres hamelech, why is there taiva in the world? What, it's something natural? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put taiva into a person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who caused it? So as one gets older, what happened to taiva? The person is the same person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there. The taiva lessens. Tana, after all, Isha Chemas Malei Tzoa Upia Malei Dam. A woman is a Basar Vadam. Right, Malei, there's waste inside a woman's body, or so a man's body too, but it's talking about a man. Why does a man have a taiva for a woman? Upia Malei Dam, and she becomes a Nida sometimes, V'akol Ratzon Achareha, and yet everybody's running after her. What is the physical desire? So it must be a Kadosh Baruch Hu who goes there. That's what's in us, and we have to channel it properly. Ki holecha adam al beis olamo. Everybody goes to their olam. What does it mean, olamo? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak melameit. Right, this we get the lashon from the beis haolam. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak melameit shekol tzadik v'tzadik nosen lo mador lefi kvodo. Every tzadik gets his own room in olam haba. His own room, because it says olamo. Mashallah, melech shenichnas hu b'avadav le'ir. The king and all of his servants come into the city. K'shein nichnasin kulan b'sharecha nichnasin. They all come in together. K'shein lanin kol echad v'echad nosan lo madol afik fodo. But when they come, there are different rooms. Right, there's this special higher quality rooms. So the king and the servants, they come together, but then they get all different quality rooms. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsiv, ki ayaltus v'shachris hevel, youth and shachris is heva. What does that mean? Dvarim shadam osa bial duso mashchirim panav lezik nuso. Everything we do in life affects us as we get older. So the sooner we could get our act together, the sooner, the better it is for us as we get older. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak kosher rima lameis kimachad bibsarachai. Third time we've had this. See on the side, brachas and le'el yud gimel. Difficult is rima lameis, the worms in a body that is decomposing. It's like a needle in a live flesh. Shenemar ach b'saro alav yichav. Stop there for a minute. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim say, the Rishonim say already, this doesn't mean there's any physical pain. There's no physical pain. But this Gemara proves that the Mesim are somehow knowledgeable or connected to this world. Says the Sefer Chasidim, Haneshama Tav Tav Shin Sama Gimel, Haneshama Ro'em Masha Osin Laguf Achar Misa. How do you know that? A pasuk at the end of Bereishis. Right, what is the Sar HaOfim say? And Yosef interprets his dream, V'ha'of Ochel Osam Min Hasal Me'al Roshi. I saw a bird eating from the baskets on my head. That's after he was hanged. After he was hanged, but he's still having a dream about the birds eating from him, from his bread. So he says, "Lo achal ha'ofes b'saro elo la'achas shemes." So he says that proves, says the Sefer Chasidim, right? One of the Rishonim, Yudah Chasid, that there is feeling, there is something that the niftar feels after. Lakach kasherim alames lo shekoev lo. Not that there's physical pain to the neshama. Ela haneshame kashela zilus haguf. But the fact that there is decomposition or a zilzal, right, what's happening to the body now? The neshama was housed in this guf for 120 years. So therefore, they feel it. There is an amazing tshuva of the Rashba, which is quoted in the Raman Yaradeya. This tshuva is quoted. The Rashba has a tshuva. There was a case of, this is an Aleph Shin Samach Tes. Reuven was mitzaveh that he should, to his children, that he should be buried in his family plot. Ubiyom Shemez, on the day that Reuven died, Nansu. Right, this doesn't have to be Dasan and Aviram. This could be Reuven and Shimon. Right, as we discussed a couple of days ago. Nothing wrong here. Ubiyom Shemez, the day that he died, Nansu, there was some type of Ones, maybe there was a hurricane. Velo Yachlu Lisa Oso Miyad. They couldn't take him to Kever Ovis immediately. They had to bury him where he was. Vichnisu Lashab Bekever Makab Tiraso. Okay, so finally, after the Ones passed, whatever it is, so now the children want to reinter him in the Kever Ovis, which one is allowed to do. What is that to do to move a body to Kever Avos? The Achshav, again, ask a posek about the details. And they go and they start opening up the Kever and the stench is unbearable. It's unbearable. And they ask the Rashba, are they allowed to pour acid onto the body in order to make decomposition go quicker, in order for them then to be able to move the body to Kever Avos? Are they allowed to do something to hasten ichul habasar? That was the question to the Rashba. Iika bizayin b'kacholo inami mishum sar. Or it says kasherim alameis kamacha b'psarachai our Gemara. So says the Rashba tshuva kol kihai sheosin laachel b'saro mehera kedelisa oso lamakam shetziva mutter. It's mutter. This is kavod ameis. She'ain kamishim bizayon, ve'ain kamishim tsar, she'ain psar hameis margish bi'izemel, kol shekein besid. It's not that it's physical pain to the neshama. The neshama has pain because the guf is being mizulzal. But if something is being done to hasten it so you can get to kever avos, says the Rashba, avakinyan zeh lekabro eitz lavosav mutter, she'arevo lo'adam lios nikbar eitz lavosav. As the Yaakov Avinu and Yosef said, "Kivro osi el avosai, bury me with my forefathers." V'chein b'shenasnu b'tchila daiton lefanoso mutter. Well, he quotes another story, but that's the Rashba. It's quoted in the Ramah. Quoted in the Ramah in Yaradeya to hasten the decomposition. You want to look it up. It's in Yaradeya Shin Samach Gimel base. And the Pesach Tshuva there quotes similar ideas. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chizda, Nafsho Shal Adam Yisabel Salav Kol Shiva. A person's nefesh is misabel. Once we're talking about old age, so here we're talking a little bit about after Petira also. The person's nefesh is misabel 7 days. Shneimar v'nafsho alav tehaval. As the pasuk says, the nefesh is going to have avelus, and we know how long is avelus. V'ksiv v'yas la'aviv eivel shivas yamim. Avelus is 7 days. Aye, that might be Durabanan. We mentioned before, right, in the Rabbaz of the Mila, Nitna Torah v'Nishat Shalacha, Rov Rishonim do not hold that Shiva is Daraisa. Only maybe day one. Okay, but the Gemara is still alluding to it from the Pasuk in the Torah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. An amazing halacha. Let's say a person dies and has no relatives. No relatives. There's no aveilim. So there's no aveilim. So there's nobody who's going to cut to be menachem. So meish in lo menachemin. Hochin yud b'nei adam yoshim b'mkomo. 10 people go and sit. 10 people go and sit there. Let's continue for a minute, and then we will talk about this. Hahuda shacha b'shivu seid Rabbi Yehuda. There was someone who died in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda. Lo hayu lo menachemim. He didn't have any menachemin. Kol yoma havidavar Rabbi Yehuda be'asara. Every day Rabbi Yehuda brought 10 people. The yasi b'duchle, and they sat there. After 7 days, Ischazi le bechel me to Rabbi Yehuda. This man appeared to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream. I guess Rabbi Yehuda told over the story. That's how we have this in the Gemara. Thank you. Basically, you gave me menuchas hanefesh. Period. Stop there for a minute. How does the Rambam quote this Gemara? Machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam quotes this Gemara. Meis she'ein lo aveilim lehisnachem. A mace that doesn't have any aveilim. You know what you do? Ba'im asar b'nei adam k'sherin v'yoshvin b'mkomo kol shivas yimei ha'avelus v'shar ha'am miskabsim aleihem. Says the Rambam, what is this alakana gemara? You get 10 people to sit there, have a minion. The Rambam sounds like you have 10 people to act like aveilim. 10 people come, act like aveilim, and then everybody else comes and is menachem them. Says the Ravid, just 4 words. Ze ein lo shorish. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. It says 10 people come, have a minion there. The Rambam says they're acting like Avelim. Interesting. That's what the Rambam says. If you look in the Me'iri here, the Me'iri says, you know what you see from this Gemara? Raya Brura. That Nichum Avelim is not only Kavod Achai. Nichum Avelim is also Kavod Hames. That is the Me'iri here Beferish. And that's why the Rambam Paskins and Hilchas Avel. The Rambam says, Yireli. Maybe this is his source. The Rambam says, Yireli, that if you have to do 2 things, if you have to do Nichum Avelim and Bikur Cholim, what do you do first? Says the Rambam, first you go to Nichum Avelim. Nichum Avelim comes before Bikur Cholim. This is in Yud Dalid Zayin. Yireli shenachamat Avelim kodemes leBikur Cholim. Why? Shenichum Avelim gemilas chesed im achayim v'im hamesim. And Bikur Cholim is only chesed im achay. That's an amazing Rambam. Yud Dalid Zayin. That's the Rambam. Just as a note, there is a big problem with this Rambam based on a Gemara. The Ar Sameach points this out on the Rambam. The Gemara, remember the Gemara of Anshei Yerushalayim in Sukkah, where it says the Anshei Yerushalayim used to carry their lulavs all over the place. They used to go daven lulav biyado. They used to be mevaker cholim lulav biyado. They used to be menachem avelim lulav biyado. They used to do everything, and there the order is biker cholim before nichem avelim. So Rav Zsolti has a beautiful piece. We're not going to go through it now. If you want to look it up in Yoredeya and the Mishnas Yavetz, we mentioned it in this in the past. Simon Lam and Zion tried to explain that Rambam why generally Nichum Avelim goes before Bikur Cholim, except on Yontif, where there might be a different type of Nichum Avelim, because what kind of Avelis is there on Yontif anyway? Okay, but we can't go through that right now. Amar Rabbi Yavo, 4th line, Kol She'om Ribifnei Ameis, Yodeya Chiyistam Agolel, everything that is said before the Meis, and there's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, in Simon Shin Mem Dalid, about the halachas of giving proper haspedim. Everything that is said at Olavaya, the Meis, the Nifter hears, until Yistam Agolel, until the Kever is closed. Pligi bar Reb Chiya Reb Shimi Berebi Chad Amar Shistam Agola. One says until the Stimas Agola, which is the Machlok is exactly what it is, but some type of the kever being lowered in and the stone being put on. V'Chad Amar Shisach Alabaser. And some say no, it's even afterwards, even up until Ichol Abaser, until the flesh disintegrates. The Rashi says in the 2nd line, Kozman Shishlo Basar Yishlo Lenefesh Sarchius Lahavin. Still a connection of the nefesh, as long as there's some basar there. Manda amar sheizachal basar, and it's based on psukim. The one that says until ichal basar dechsiv ach b'saro alav yichav v'nafsho alav teval. So you see, basar up until the basar is going to have the keev, and it's going to be available as long as there's basar. Manda amar sheizom agolel dechsiv yashov ha'afar al haaretz kishiyev v'chulu. Period. Tana rabbanon v'haruach tashuv al ho'elokim asher nesana v'ruach. The spirit will return to God as it was given. Obviously it was given. What are those extra two words? Asher nesana, tnolo k'moshe nitna lecha. Give back your soul as it was given to you. Bitahara, af ata bitahara. We have to try to give our soul back as clean as possible. Mashal melech pasav adam shecholak bigdei malchus lavadav. A mashal that a king gave beautiful begadim to his servants. Pikchin shebahem, the smart ones, kiplum v'hinuchem b'kufsa, kept them in perfect condition. Folded them, put them in a bag, kept them clean. Tibshin shebahem halchu v'asem emalacha, but the foolish ones went and got them all dirty. Liyamin b'kesh emalachas kelav. Later on, a couple days later, 120 years later, the king wants his kelim back. Pichin shebahen hechzirin lo k'shem meguhatzim. The smart ones give it back, pressed and ironed, beautiful and clean. Right, meguhatzim doesn't mean it's in the exact same situation. Maybe it got dirty, but they cleaned it. They did tshuva. Tipshin shebahen hechzirin lo k'shem meluchlachin. But the foolish ones gave it back when they were dirty. Samach hamelach legrasa pichin v'kos legrasa tipshin. The king was very happy with the pichin and upset at the tipshin. Al pichin amar, regarding the pichin, he said, yinatnu k'lila otsar, put the kalim in my treasure house. Rashi says, under the kisei akavid, v'hem yelchu lebateyam l'shalav, and everything they could go in peace. V'al tipshin amar, kli yinatnu l'koveis, you gotta give it to the launderer, the koveis. Rashi says, to get cleansed in Gehenim. Whoa. V'hein yischavshu bebeiso asurim. Ava kadosh baruch hu al gufan shal tzadikim omer. So to Hashem. Says about the guf of tzadikim, yavo shalom yanuchu al mishkavosam. This is a beautiful, beautiful guf, clean. V'anish masanu omer v'haisa nefshesh adonit tzura b'tzura chayim. Right, that's Abigail talking about David HaMelech. Gufan shall Rishayim who Omer ain shalom Amar Hashem l'Rishayim v'anishmasan Omer v'snefesh oivecha yikalena pitol kafakela. The soul of your enemies will be like being a slingshot going back and forth. Period. Okay, continuing. Tanya, Blazer, Omer, Nishmashu Shal Tzadikim, Gnuzas Tachas Kisi Yaakovit. The Neshamas of the Tzadikim are close to Hashem. Under the Kisi Yaakovit, Shineamar, V'haisa Nefesh, Adonit, Sura, Bitzora Chayim. V'shal Rishayim, Zomamos, V'holchos. They're in jail. Umalach Echad, Omeid, B'sofa Olam, Umalach Echad, Omeid, B'sofa Olam, Umakala Nishmasan, Zelazeh. It's the marker for ping pong in Shas. Right? The Malachim play ping pong with the Neshamas of the Rishayim. What it says? Shneimar v'znefesh ayvecha yikalena b'toch kafakela. If you look at the Marsha here, the Marsha says, okay, maybe not ping pong, but he says goes back and forth to other sides of the world. The Marsha here says Gilgul neshamos. That's the Marsha here. V'yesh b'zeh ha'maimer sod Gilgul shenefesh ha'adam shelo zacha b'chayev tinatein ad gimel pa'amim. Beguf acherim, ulay yizdakecha neshama sham, v'samchu akra, mash'eke nefesh atzadeh gamor, b'moso nishar kach, v'lo bala guf acher. And it's gone to tachas kisi akavet. Okay, machlokes rishonim, whether you believe in Gilgul neshamas, but the Marsha says that's what he thinks this Gemara is talking about. From one side of the world to the other. Amalei rabbalor of Nachmin, shal beinoni amai. So what about if it's not a tzadeh and not a rasha? What about the beinonis? Beinonis, like Rava said in Brachas. We're all beinonim. Amalei, ika shachivna, if I would have died, says Rav Nachman, lo ami lechu amilsa, this great pearl that I'm about to tell you, nobody would have ever known. Hachi, Amar Shmuel, elu ve'elu l'duma nimsarin. Both the Beinonim and the Risham are given to Duma. Right, Duma is a malach that's appointed. Rashi, malach hamamuna al haruchos. Halalu yesh lehem manoach. And the Beinonim have manoach, they have respite. Halalu ein lehem manoach, but the Risham do not. Period. Amar of Mari, asidin tzadikin dava afra. Even the tzadikim will eventually decompose and become dirt. Dichsiv v'yashuv ha'afar al ha'aretz kishahaya. They will return to dirt. Should we read the next story? I guess let's just read the next story and then maybe we'll talk about it. Hanu kipulai davikapli ba'arid Rav Nachman. There were certain diggers in Rav Nachman's land. Nachar behu Rav Achoy Bar Yoshia. All of a sudden they were digging and they dug up the kever of Rav Achoy Bar Yoshia. And he snorted at them. Asav amir Rav Nachman. Nachar b'agavra. They pay back to Rav Nachman. There's somebody groaned at us. From the ground. Asav Amarle, Mani Humar. Rav Nachman said, identify yourself. Amarle, Ana Achai Bayoshia. He says, I'm Achai. Conversation with a corpse. Amarle, Velav Amar Rav Mari Asidi Tzadiki Davi Afra. Why aren't you dirt? Right? Did ever Rav Mari say, Amarle, Umani Mari Delay Adanile. Never heard of that rabbi. Right? Never heard of him. I don't have to follow his rules. Amarle, Vakruxiv, he quoted a pasik. V'yashiva Afra La Aretz Kishahaya. What do you mean? The mesim are supposed to disintegrate. Amrlei, dakrech koheles, lo akrech mishle. You must have learned koheles, but you must have missed the shir on mishle. Dechsev, verekev atzmos kina. The rekev of bones come because of jealousy. Kol mishiyesh lo kina belibo atzmosa markivin. Kol mishayin lo kina belibo ein atzmosa markivin. If you conquer kina, then your bones won't disintegrate. We'll talk about kina b'shem tomorrow. So, Gishashe, Rav Nachman felt down and felt him for a minute. Chazi, this Mashashe, he felt he was really there. He was really there. Amale, am I imagining it? Amale, leka malagave debese. So why don't you just get up? Why don't you just get up and live? Amale, galita daitech, tafil nevi lokaris. You obviously didn't even learn neviim. Dechsev, yadatam ki ani Hashem, bipitri et kivro seichem. God opens up kvaris. It's not my decision to come up. Amarle v'aksiv ki afar atav alafar tashuv. But when are you going to become dirt? Amarle hahu sha'achas kodem t'chiyas ha'mesim. Right before t'chiyas ha'mesim, that's where the tzaddikim. You hear many stories about different great tzaddikim throughout the centuries that 100 years later, they would do pinu yatsamos and their bodies were perfect, imperfectly intact. But here we have it in the Gemara. Here we have it in the Gemara. Well, here we not only have it in the Gemara, we have a conversation with a corpse in the Gemara. So we'll talk more about it to the Shem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. We will continue with starting the last parak of Masechah Shabbos. Beis Hashem, starting tomorrow, Beis Hashem, as we look forward. Tell all your friends, Masechah's Erevin is starting on the horizon.